Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This is your host, Lillian Kent, and I know it's been a little bit since I've seen you guys, but I come to you bearing amazing episodes, this one coming from the Kimes Million Dollar Breakaway. Now, first off, I chat with Josie Connor and Haley Williams, the two high money winners from Kimes. They both earned $115,000, and then we dive into a chat with Maddie Dearman Jacobs, who secured the average with an astounding time of 23.58 seconds on 10 head. Now, all of these interviews happened, you know, right there on the floor of the arena there at Kimes. It's not a longer sit down interview. It's very much an event style, on the fly type interview. You might hear some background noise. On Maddie's interview, I actually walked with her back to her trailer, so you might hear some of that. But it's just kind of fun to get a real life feel for what event coverage looks like for us here at the Breakaway Roping Journal. Before we jump in, I need to say thank you to today's episode sponsor, Fastback Ropes. The Fastback Edge and the Fastback Athena are the choice of pro rodeo breakaway ropers from across the nation, one of them being Shelby Beaujolais Medjid, who we will see rock Cowtown Coliseum at the NFBR later today using her Fastback Edge. All right, guys, it's time to rope. Let's go.
You did it. I know this last few nights probably didn't go exactly how you wanted. Started off really hot, but then you kind of hung tough and finished it out. Talk to me about your mindset these last few runs.
Yeah, so I just kind of had some barrier trouble in the eighth and ninth round. And in the breakaway, you really can't be mad at barrier trouble. This event's so fast and we're trying so hard to do our best. And sometimes it goes your way and sometimes it doesn't when it comes to the barrier. And so I'm glad to be able to finish up in round 10 and split the high money winner with Haley.
I know, that's huge. She was talking about y'all's relationship when it came to kind of junior high and then moving into the pro rodeo ranks and how you guys are able to push each other to be better, but then also just be friends.
At the same time, yeah. I think that Haley and I kind of rally information off of each other throughout the year, and it's nice to, you know, like whether it comes to calves or rodeo information or whatever it is, we kind of do it all the time. We really did it here too, and Haley's a great person and a great roper, and it's fun to have someone, you know, close to my age that we're both experiencing some of the same things, and like she said, we do push each other, and so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So some of the people that didn't have the kind of the insight of our conversations about how you and Dutch were kind of meshing earlier this week and getting along, talk to me a little bit about you and Dutch's dynamic as we kind of roll into this really huge week of the year.
Yeah, I have a great partner in Dutch. He was excellent here. I really couldn't ask for anything different. I was really hitting the start the first 2 days, and like I said, I ran into some barrier trouble on day three, but it happens, and Dutch was excellent, and we're going to just ride this momentum into the NFBR.
Right, right. Which run was your most memorable, and walk me through it?
I'm going to say round five. I've won round five 2 years in a row, actually. I won round three, four, and five this year, but I just really, I don't know, liked the run on round five. It was my favorite run. I felt like the calf was far out there and I used my rope good, and that run probably felt the best.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, give a shout out to the Kimes family for everything they've been doing for us.
I've been a part of the Kimes family since I was 16 years old, and they have continued to show up and show out in ways that nobody have for the women in this sport. And so so thankful to just be with a company like them.
Fantastic. And talk to me about going forward to Fort Worth.
We're about to get in the truck and head that way.
I know.
And, I'm really excited going into Fort Worth, have a chance at a gold buckle, but you just got to take it one calf at a time. 10 more calves over there, so we're just hoping for the best and going to try to do our jobs every time.
Sounds great.
Very exciting. Came back, repeated. You really, like, kind of built momentum as this event went. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I started off pretty rusty. I think having been dormant for the last 2 months from roping, I kind of was second-guessing my ability on my roping and my reach. jump the barrier and try to get so close to the barrier instead of using my ability. So I kind of had to hone that in. I was really disappointed last night when we got done. And I just wasn't really impressed with my performance overall. My horse was working great. I can't knock him for anything. He was tried and true soldier the whole week. And I kind of had to remind myself that the reason I got here was because my reaching ability and his grazing, amazing performance. And so I kind of had to hone into that skill. And, you know, I was out there doing the dummy drills with my speed trainer. And I told Mom, I was like, me and him just have to get back in sync. I've got to get ahead of him, do what I did on a year and what I channeled last year. And so I feel like it's really cool. Me and Josie were in the back when we were figuring out if we got tied. And we had two girls that broke barriers that I thought were going to make it where she won it. And we look at him, we're like, are you okay being co-champions? Because, like, I think it's awesome, you know, that we both won so much money. Yeah. And I don't want it to just be off of tiebreaker. Like, we tied on
the most money.
I think that's awesome.
And yeah, let's share it with her. She is an absolute beast, and I love competing against her. She, you know, you want to compete against someone that you cheer for, too. You know, and you want to be rooting them on to beat you, but you're going to try to beat them even harder. And that's kind of the competitors we are. And I'm super grateful to call her a friend. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask, talk to me a little bit about your relationship with Josie.
Yeah, it started out junior high. She whipped my butt everywhere we went. You know, every time I show up, she'd be there. And I'm like, all right, I'll try to take second. And she was the average queen. Like, growing up, she won everything. And so being able to stand up here next to her on the stage is awesome. And now, you know, we compete going round for round. And so, you know, going into pro rodeo, that was kind of more my game than hers. And she has just come untrained on us this past 2 years.
Yep.
So it's really cool getting to see how we both keep evolving. And I'm excited to see what the next 10 years give us.
Okay. Talk to me about your most memorable round here tonight.
Probably the last one.
Okay.
I knew that calf was slow and going to check up. And that's kind of, you know, me and Red Light's nemesis is we don't like slow ones.
Oh, okay.
I don't like them. I think it's really hard to ask him to be so free and consistent all the time and then ask him to cheat me. And I have to get so far ahead of him on one of those calves. And he read the game plan outstanding. I can't ask any more for him. But probably just the growth I've had on that run, because I messed up on a couple last year on those kind that checked up and coming across the line, I broke the barrier on those. So coming back, being second, third in the rounds today were awesome. I won 2-3 seconds and 1/3, and I won reserve a lot in the rounds. I did not get a go round champ this year, but I'm so excited to be co-champion.
Yeah, you did it. You stuck it out and were consistent, and you've done it. And now going into NFBR, you've got a lot going for you momentum wise.
I do. I'm really excited. I'm kind of wishy-washy on what horse I'm going to start with. I'm probably going to let Red Light have the first run, but I am going to break in calves on my two other horses and kind of feel how they like that arena. Blaze absolutely loves Northside Stockyards, where we're having the NFBR this year. So I am super excited to kind of maybe tap into Blaze this NFBR. I haven't ever given any other horse opportunity besides Hummer on one run when I felt like it just wasn't fair to Red Light. He had run a lot that weekend, and I wanted to save him. So I got on a different horse, but I really think this weekend, the next 3 days are going to be utilizing each calf for each horse, because Red Light owes me nothing, and I do not need to make any necessary runs on him than I have to, because he just came out here and showed why he's Red Light. He's my number one. So if I get a good calf that's going to make me have a good chance, I'll absolutely use him. But if I've got one like I had tonight in the 10th round, I might pull up Blaze to try to win a round.
Okay. Tell me, like, what you're thinking towards the Kimes family for putting this event on.
This is amazing. You know, I feel like after last year, we got to really know the Kimes family. We went and they came and hang out, and we roped, and just getting to know them, they're such an amazing family. And you wouldn't, like, you know, obviously knowing the production, you have to know they're a great family to do this for girls that, you know, they don't owe us anything, and they just keep putting a first-class event together every year. And so being able to know them on a personal level, and I would even call us fewer friends, because, I mean, they treat us like we're family. And so I am so thankful to have people that are like that in our corner, and they're showcasing Breakaway in the light that I hope one day it's even bigger.
Great.
Hey, guys. This episode is brought to you by Fastback Ropes. Fastback was created in 1995 with a single mission in mind, to build the best rope on the market, and that will always be their number one goal. They believe it's important to build the best rope possible and provide the best customer service in the business. And they have two ropes we think you Breakaway ropers are going to like. There's the Edge, which is what Shelby Beaujolais Medjid uses. It's a 4-strand calf rope made of texturized poly, which gives it a tough and durable finish to help you outlast the competition. The second rope is actually exclusively a breakaway rope. It is pink with a purple core and is called the Athena. Besides looking awesome, the core provides enhanced tip weight and durability. You can expect the Athena to give a snappy finish and close. Be sure to check out fastbackropes.com for more information and to order your fastback ropes today.
Well, you said on your interview you didn't think you were going to get the average.
No, and that's something I should not ever say to myself. I'm bad at self-doubt, but I will say I practice consistency preparing for this event. I just wanted to take my first good shot and wanted to be semi-fast while doing it. And the cards just played out where that it wanted me the average. And so I guess I'll kick myself in the butt for ever doubting myself.
I know, you've gotten this far for a reason.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I asked you that first night how nervous you were, you did say you were pretty nervous, more than some of the other girls.
Yes, I was one of the only girls that was nervous. I mean, I've done harder things for sure than rope a calf, but still when you get to an event that's this big and has this much on the line and you can win so much at it, it's hard for me not to be nervous. But I feel for me, after I rope my first calf, then it disappears. I wasn't too nervous after I rope my first one and got it out the way.
Talk about how Whopper worked for you these last few nights.
Whopper was really short on the 10th one. I had to get it all out of him. But this event is so dang fast, and there's so many calves. You run 10 calves that have to have a short horse to stay in the running and stay in the go rounds. But you also have to keep them free so that they will still run for you on the
10th. It's a fun little balancing act.
Yeah, a fun little balance. So he was great. He was just short enough to keep me in the rounds, but he stayed solid for me all 10 runs.
Let's just keep carrying stuff. Where's Garrett? We need Garrett to come.
He took all the really heavy stuff to the tree.
Okay.
The statue in the saddle.
Yes. We're multitasking.
By the way, did you hear about my deal with Garrett?
Mm-mm.
So he told me on the way up here that he would come out of retirement and rodeo with me this summer again if I won the average.
Nuh-uh.
And so, of course, the motivation was in the money and the prizes, but also my husband getting to rodeo with me again because we had so much fun together.
You're coming out of retirement?
That's the rumor.
Tell me how this win stacks up versus some of the others that you've had previously.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, I see you're wearing your NFR open buckle.
Yeah. No, this is for sure top of the list. Like how we were talking earlier and I was doubting myself for the average, this is by far, like, to rope 10 head clean without a barrier and all under 2.8 seconds, that's...
I think it came out to like 2.3, which is just crazy.
The average?
Yeah.
The average time, yeah, it's just crazy to me. This is by far my number one win on that list.
That's awesome. So talk to me about kind of your mindset going forward to Fort Worth, but even beyond looking forward to those winter rodeos.
Well, to be honest, I practiced and prepared four times because I don't have a chance at the world title. I was just trying to get the most I could out of times. And so I feel like now that I've achieved my goal here, then it's just going to be smooth rolling at the NFBR. I didn't have the best showcase there last year. I missed 5 of the calves. And so now knowing that I'm roping great, I feel so confident in my horses. I probably won't even be nervous on the first calf at the finals because I'll be so happy with what I achieved today.
Yeah, you got all the jitters out. You're kind of greased up after being at home for a little bit and you're ready to roll again. Now, in your TV interview, you were asked a pretty hard question, but how proud are you knowing that your dad is seeing what you've done here these last few days?
Yeah, when she said that, it just like touched that part of my heart. I didn't even think about that, you know, before I roped. But when my dad was still alive, he was my only roping coach. I really only got help from him, trusted him. And when he died when I was 17, it was kind of just the start of my breakaway career when I first started winning big titles, and I thought my roping life was over. He was the only one that helped me. He trained my horses. And after his death, I had to rebuild and kind of become a new person in my roping career. And it's just special knowing that I made it without him. And I can imagine him smiling down in heaven. I wish he was still here to see how far Breakaway has come and how far I've come. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Okay.
But he would be proud of me. And I'm thankful for all of the people that stepped in his absence. My mom has always been there for me. You know, she was there with everything that my dad was helping me with, so she knew. And I still go to her a lot for help because she still remembers those staples that my dad taught me. Mm-hmm. My stepdad, Darren Simpson, really stepped in and also helped me with my roping and sees a lot of things that I don't see and analyzes it a whole lot. So, long story short, my dad would be proud of me, and I'm happy to think of what he's thinking of in heaven.
Yes. Talk me through those emotions following that round pin catch. I absolutely loved your reaction.
Yeah. I'm usually not a person to celebrate during the run, but I let myself have this one. The biggest title I've won, winning that big title, I did a little fist pump after it. But Whopper got a little excited. He's never felt me move like that on top of him. But yeah, we were pretty excited.
Yeah, and now you have a 15-hour drive.
Yes, but this average title, we are going to stay wired and stay awake the whole way, probably.
Well, I hope that it goes well. Congratulations. Thanks for letting me walk back out here with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining me on this episode of the Breakaway Breakdown. The next time you hear from me, I'll be bringing you some interviews from the NFBR in Cowtown Coliseum. Special thanks again to Fastback Ropes for sponsoring today's episode of the Breakdown Podcast.